Splat the cat. It was early in the morning and Splat was wide awake. Today was his first day of cat school. His tail wiggled wildly with worry. If I hide from the day, maybe it'll go away, he thought. It didn't go away. Time to get up, said his mom. Time to get dressed, said his mom. I don't have any clean socks, Mom. Maybe I should go to school tomorrow instead, asked Splat. You don't wear socks, said his mom. I'm having a bad hair day, Mom. Maybe I should go to school tomorrow instead, said Splat. His mom combed his hair. Perfect, she said. Don't forget your lunchbox, said his mom. I need a friend today, thought Splat. Maybe... And he dropped his pet mouse, Miss Seymour, into his lunchbox. Time to go, said his mom. The front door won't let me out, Mom. The gate won't let go of my fingers, Mom. The lamppost won't get out of my way, Mom. Mom. You can ride your bike if you like, said his mom. So he did, but he didn't say a single word. Welcome to cat school, said a big round cat. I'm Mrs. Wimpy Dimple, your teacher. Splat's mom gave him a hug. I'll be back soon, she said. You'll be fine. Everyone, this is Splat. Let's welcome him into our class, said Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. Everyone yelled, Hi, Splat. Miss Wimpy Dimple began, Cats are amazing. We are clever, cunning, and quick. Am I amazing too? Asked Splat. Yes, you too, said Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. Cats climb trees, drink milk, and chase mice, she continued. Why do we chase mice? Asked Splat. That's what we do, replied Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. Why? Asked Splat. Because. Why? Mrs. Wimpy Dimple sighed. Lunchtime, she announced. Splat opened his lunchbox. Mouse. Cats did what cats do. Seymour hid behind a glass bottle. And when the cat saw his face through the glass, they screamed and ran away. Seymour did what all mice wanted to do. Stop. Cried Splat. Splat. He didn't stop. Enough, Miss Wimpy Dimple said, and ended it. It's milk time. Hooray! But the door to the milk cupboard was stuck. No milk today, announced Mrs. Wimpy Dimple. Aww. Splat whispered into Seymour's ear. Seymour nodded, and then, a moment later, the door swung open. Yum. Mrs. Wimpy Dimple wrote again on the chalkboard. Cats, don't chase mice. Hooray, cheered the class. Soon it was home time. Splat's mom returned and gave him a hug. I've got lots of friends. Cats, don't chase mice. I'm amazing. It was early the next morning, and Splat was wide awake. Today was his second day at cat school, and his tail wiggled wildly with excitement.